So Bubba Starling made the right decision when he was in Lincoln briefly, signing with the Royals to play for his hometown team. A decade later, Bubba Starling has retired. A career that never lived up to its expectations, but at least he got to wear a Royals uniform in Kauffman Stadium and play in a major league game for his hometown team. But injuries derailed his career. He was a grinder. I mean, he spent a lot of time here in Omaha playing for the Storm Chasers. And I think there was a point in his life, you know, he knew when you play in Omaha, there's all the Nebraska fans and everybody is speculating, well, the baseball career is not going so well. You're hitting 130 in the middle of May. You think you'll just hang up the spikes and come back and play football? Because it is a little bit of a what if. Like Bubba Starling, if he wouldn't have gone pro, what he would have been in Nebraska's offense. Monte Harrison, who is one of the best wide receivers in high school I've ever seen, if baseball would not have come along. Now, both of those guys made the right decision, and they both have gotten to the majors. But there was a point, and Bubba was very, very kind of quiet. And I think at first when he got here to Omaha, with all the Nebraska football fans that were also customers at Werner Park, wondering, hey, someday, and even media, even local media, that's they didn't have any other questions other than, hey, Bubba, Nebraska football. I'm like, nah, don't follow. But there was a point in his life, and it was recent, and I think it was even before he got called up to the majors a couple of years ago, that he crossed, and maybe not before, but during his time in the majors, and then when he came back to Omaha. And he was never going to play anywhere else. I mean, he wanted to be a Royal, and he was going to stay in the Royals organization. But I think there was a point here in the last couple of years where he was comfortable with he was never going to be that hometown hero for the Kansas City Royals. He was never going to be the next George Brett. You know, Alex Gordon lived with those expectations as well. When you come up through the system, you're going to be the next George Brett. Well, it affected Alex Gordon. But then he was able to pivot from it, not play third base, play in the outfield, and Alex Gordon's probably going to have a statue someday in Kansas City. I think Bubba Starling, there was a point where he was comfortable with, I'm not going to be the next George Brett. I'm not going to be the hometown hero that you all want. I'm not going to be the quarterback at Nebraska that you want. And he reached that point in his life where he was content. He got to live out his dream, and he is now retired. But injuries are going to be a big story of why it didn't all work out for him. He had many, many injuries. You know, he played hard, and he would have some of the freakiest injuries. And then I wonder if he would have gotten LASIK earlier in his career, what that would have done for him at the plate. Isn't it amazing there are some guys that play professional baseball that literally can't see, and they're up there hitting? And some are like hitting well. And then when they go through a stretch of the ball not looking like a beach ball, instead it looks like a little sunflower seed, you wonder, what happened? Oh, you can't see. That's kind of what happened to Bubba. They said, maybe we ought to look at the eyes. And he had LASIK and, you know, kind of helped him. So, good guy. Any interaction I've ever had with him, really, really good guy. Just kind of kept to himself. And you know, probably around here, everybody knew who he was. And some people, he told it as a funny story. I would find it as a, he ran into, this was first or second year in Omaha. He ran into like a couple of Nebraska football fans that blamed him for their downfall. And all kinds of weather. Were you surprised last night? Well, speaking of weather, another miserable weather game in the NFL. Week 7 is going to go down as one of the worst weeks ever in the history of the NFL. It started with a bad Thursday night game. It's ended with a bad Monday night game. But we did get the Manning cast. For some, that may have made Monday night football a little bit better. If you watch the Manning cast, because of the lineup that they had, from Marshawn Lynch to Tom Brady to Sue Bird to Drew Brees. But are you curious, when Marshawn Lynch shows up, first of all, every sentence There is something going to happen when Marshawn Lynch speaks. And last night he was on the Manning cast. So he flips on his camera, and it's a sideways camera. So he just he's just chilling, and he was eating a snack when he flipped on his camera and they brought him up. And of course he told Eli and Peyton he had just done three shots of Hennessy. And it was who Marshawn Lynch is. I mean, I don't know why executives think, oh boy, you get Marshawn Lynch on the radio, on the TV, wherever, you get Marshawn Lynch. He isn't changing for you. So he got into the full, I mean, he was swearing. Some of the stuff, I can turn to another cable channel and that just flies. Peyton had to come back and, you know, uncomfortably apologize after Marshawn was gone. But are you surprised that ESPN2 didn't have a delay when they brought him on? Do they not know who he is?
Immediately I said, oh, we're not working with the delay. How is that possible in today's day and age? Okay, going forward. I was not going to watch the game. And then I said, oh, it's a Manning cast. Okay, great. And then I saw the lineup and I was like, oh, Marshawn Lynch on television? Tom Brady talking with Eli and Peyton? Yes, I'm in. I'm all in on this. So I watched. I sat down, turned it on. 30 seconds later, Marshawn Lynch drops that F-bomb, and I go, I just threw the remote across the room. I'm like, okay, I'm here all night. This is great.
I mean, really, every sentence is, there's an uh-oh just waiting to happen. And ESPN2 didn't have a delay last night. But you assume the risk. You're interviewing Marshawn Lynch. You have him on television. He's not changing for you. That's who he is. That's who he is, and he's funny. And he took a crack at Papa John's, which made Peyton Manning extremely uncomfortable. He talked about, and Marshawn doesn't know, unless you're like well-known, I don't think he knows who you are, but he knows that you played in the league because they were talking about moments, and all of a sudden he's talking about Eli and Eli's career, and you could see that Marshawn was starting to drift off, and he's going, man, you did some wild stuff. You had that one guy that caught the football, that blank on his head. Yeah, that was a significant play, Marshawn. But you also have the nervous laughter. Like the Mannings had that nervous laughter, not knowing what was going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
It was enjoyable, but I'm thinking in blowouts and games that are just blah, unless you're a Saints or a Seahawks fan, the Manning cast is perfect.
Yeah.
They talk football, but then they mix in those four guests that they have. And Sue Bird was really good. Breeze came along at the right time in a close game, and he knows the Saints plays. So without going there, he's kind of telling you what Jameis Winston is about to do and what the look is. I thought it was one of their best nights last night. And I think they'll probably, you know, looking at, what, 2 million or so? And they're back next week for the Giants and the Chiefs. I don't know, because that's my team, if I'll watch the Manning cast. But I think in blowouts or games that are just dreadful to watch, that's the perfect place to go. Heck, even ESPN. You know, ESPN comes on at the site at 7, but they had a countdown clock. Well, you have to be comfortable in your own skin as maybe Steve Levy or, you know, Lewis Riddick doesn't have to you know, worry. Or Brian Griese. Oh, they're promoting somebody else's telecast while we're on the air.
Yeah.
And that's what ESPN has done. It's a smart move by ESPN because a lot of people, you know, had a couple weeks since the Mannings had been there. They came back. You want eyeballs on that.
Yeah, it's a perfect alternative for those reasons that you said. And Omaha Productions learning a lot about making television in real time. Eli with the double birds last time out and this time swearing on live television. Who would have thought the Manning cast would be the most dangerous piece of television ESPN has?
I mean, we now know Peyton hates defenses. And if your coach and quarterback is bad, he won't come out and tell you that, but he gives you the impression. Also, why is he so serious? Like, you watch him watching the game.
He's like hunched over
yes.
the whole time.
You know, Eli's the funny one.
Yeah.
Eli's the light and, you know, loose.
I enjoyed our games, Tom.
Peyton is dialed in. He is staring at the screen watching all 22 that are on the field. Now, for Tom Brady fans, and we'll get to Tom Brady a little bit later because what we talked about at the end of the show with the fan, with the football, the Bucs, social media won, so it forced the Bucs to do something. And Brady was like, come on, my franchise, we got to do better. So Brady added to it. This is, and Tampa Bay plays New Orleans. I should have told Michael this. Travis Kelce appears. What happened? That week, they lost. Rob Gronkowski appears. What happened that week? They lost. Matthew Stafford appears. What happened that week? They lost. Tom Brady's on last night. What's going to happen to the Buccaneers on Halloween against the Saints?
Oh, wow. There's a curse.
Yes.
Very observant of you.
Also, did I catch this? If people saw the Brady appearance last night, did I catch this correctly? That Brady, in all of the nicest terms out there, said that Rob Gronkowski is dumb.
I missed that, but that can't shock you.
They were talking about film and how Gronkowski said he didn't watch film, and then he had to go back and say, yeah, I watch film. Then Brady was discussing how Gronkowski watches film. I thought it was one of the better jobs of saying all of this flowery stuff, but essentially saying that person is really dumb. That's the power of Tom Brady.
Great route runner.
He said, you know, he kind of does it his own way. And it works for him. All right, 10:57. When we come back, Nebraska gets ready to play Purdue off the bye week in a game that if they have any hope of the season continuing into the month of December, they have to win. But the wins and the losses aren't the only storyline in the last month. They revolve around the head coach. We'll talk about Scott Frost and what this looks like moving forward for the last four games, what he looks like. That's all to come in the next hour of the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone. Here's what is coming your way if you visit Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles. Top-notch customer service. You can experience the difference, purchase with confidence, and you will see an abundance of inventory, new and pre-owned, that meets the needs that you want in your next car, truck, or SUV with Nissan features. Sentra, Altima, Frontier, Titan, Rogue, Armada. You can find it all right now in person, 144th and Giles. That's Woodhouse Place Nissan. Or online, if that's more convenient. And online, you can see all of the same inventory, new and pre-owned. There are fair prices and service people that will take care of you and salespeople that will find the best deal for you. They will go above and beyond your expectations because they want to make you a member of the family for life. Check them out today, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.